Welcome back to Sunday Painter. I'm Jackson, and I'm here to show you how to make your very own work of art. On Sunday Painter, we've made a lot of food-based artwork. What can I say? I'm a foodie. What we haven't talked about is how to do cleanup once you've finished your avocado assemblage, your cottage pie collage, your Stan Brackage breakfast sandwich. This week, we're focusing on the morning after, when it's time to pick up the pieces and get ready for another day. That's right. In the proud tradition of Klaas Oldenburg and John Waters, we're going to be making a jumbo napkin and a giant bottle of hand sanitizer. Here's what you'll need. Napkins, a water cooler, rubbing alcohol, good old-fashioned saliva, and a lemon. Step 1. We're going to need a lot of raw material. Go to your nearest fast food restaurant and gather all the napkins. This may require a little bit of subterfuge, so I've come up with two approaches. Option 1. Go into the store in the guise of a napkin inspector and ask to inspect their napkins. Once they give you the keys to the napkin closet, make a copy of these keys. You can go back later with a forklift. Option 2. Buy a meal. Take the napkins out of the bag and throw the food away. It's just empty calories. Repeat this process until you have plenty of napkins. Make sure you wear a new disguise each time you buy a meal. You don't want anyone to catch on to your shenanigans. Step 2. It's time to stick the napkins together. I know you're a bit broke at the moment, since you just spent hundreds of dollars on fast food. But for this step, you won't need to buy anything you don't already have in your mouth. Take one napkin and lick one edge. Take another napkin and lick its edge. Knead the two napkins together on their moist edges and hang them on the washing line to dry in the spring sun. Step 3. Repeat step 2. Licking and sticking napkins together until your napkin has reached jumbo stage. If you run out of saliva, ask your family and friends for contributions. Great, you've made a jumbo napkin. Now, let's get onto that giant bottle of hand sanitizer. Step 4. As a proactive consumer, I like to know what goes into the cleaning products I use. That's why we're going to be making our own hand sanitizer, just the way Mummy used to. Rubbing alcohol comes in small 30ml bottles. Most water coolers can hold 20 litres of liquid. That means we're going to need 20 litres divided by 30ml, carry the 1, multiply that by 10, add 2 for luck. Yeah, we're going to need 666 bottles of rubbing alcohol. Ooh, did you feel that chill? Isn't that the devil's number? Using a funnel, empty all 666 rubbing alcohols into the water cooler. Step 5. Slice up your lemon and squish the pieces into the water cooler. Not only does this add a refreshing zest, it also gives a little je ne sais quoi. Step 6. It's important to test a cleaning product. Take some of your homemade lemon-scented hand sanitizer and rub it on the next door neighbor's pit bull. I know what you're thinking. Jackson, my neighbor doesn't know Mr. Worldwide. I don't mean the musician pit bull of timber fame. I mean your neighbor's dog. When you install the hand sanitizer in the gallery, I suggest putting it next to the snack table. as a lot of people have grubby hands. Make sure to include a paper cup dispenser, in case people want to take the hand sanitizer with them as they walk around the exhibition. Good work. You've made your very own jumbo napkin and giant hand sanitizer bottle. You know, I'm not sure this is such a good work. After talking to Sean Kerr earlier, I don't think I know what conceptual art is. I like making art because it lets me think through difficult problems, but making this didn't require thinking at all. A jumbo napkin and giant hand sanitizer bottle isn't exciting or challenging. It's just retelling an old joke. I'm sorry, everyone. I need some time to think. I'll be back later.